Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This week, Pastor Olaf Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. And I'm so blessed to be here with you today, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor for what He has already done, and what He is going to do, and what He is about to do. I tell you, praise God, it's the best time to be in the Lord today, to know, praise God, that He is your keeper, He is your savior, He is your provider, He is your everything. This is the time, praise God, that we should not be caught without Him. Because we know, praise God, that the time is evil. The word of God says that He's redeeming the time, but the days are evil. That means we are in evil, mystical times. But the devil will do anything and everything to get ahead if he can. But I want to let you know, family, that we are today, praise God, need to get closer and closer with the Lord and in the Lord. Because that is our only way, praise God, our only protection that we have for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth, for the things that are happening on the face of the earth. It is unbelievable, but it is true. Because the word of God declares. If we would just look at the word of God and remember the things that He has said and is saying and has said and will say is already taken place. There is no such time, praise God, as waiting or trying to do it. We must do it because we have to understand that the world is at war. Amen. The world is at war today, people. In Revelation, today we're going to talk about Revelation. Chapter 9, 13 through 21. The world is at war. We're not talking about the war that Donald Trump started. We're talking about the world war. See, that's just a war on one part of the earth. But we're talking about a world war now that is taking place on this earth. We must be ready, praise God. We must get ready and know, praise God, there are things that are coming upon the face of this earth that you will not be able to handle. You will not be able to stand because it's going to be so terrible. So terrible. There's many, praise God, the word of God stated that many hearts will fail because of the things that's coming up on the face of the earth. What are you saying, Pastor Ola? I'm saying to you is that your heart will drop. Your heart will fail you. Many will be having heart attacks just by looking at the things and hearing of the things that are taking place. There is the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. The thing that is about to happen upon this demonic earth. Because it is a sign of demonic activity. But I say that again. It is a sign of demonic activity. Everybody going about just lollygagging and thinking it's all well because the sun is shining, the days are beautiful. Some days we're cold, some days we're not. Some days we're hot. But it's just all waiting to happen because it must happen because the word of God said it. And it will not lie. Because if it lies, then he's a liar and he can't be a liar. Amen. So today, praise God, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, Father God, just for the urge, God, and thank you for allowing me to be able to move this morning. To get up and move and have activities of my limb, closing my right mind. Father God, thank you for all that you have provided me with. Father God, me, mine, my family, my loved ones. Father God, thank you for watching over my neighborhood, the children, where my children live, my family live, my loved ones, those, praise God, that don't know you. Praise God, give them a chance to get to know who you are. Because, Father God, without you, when these things happen upon this earth, me will not be able to stand. There's a song that we used to sing, with a terrible day of the Lord, and who shall be able to stand? Because we understand, praise God, there is a war. There is a world at war. Not just World War III. We're talking about a world at war. The war is in the world, and the world is in the war. Amen. So today, praise God, I thank you, Father God, for giving me the mind and, praise God, the opportunity to call upon your name because your name will never fail. Your word will never fail. And Father God, thank you for allowing me and giving me the chance to speak your word through the family to let them know all is not well. We must be prepared because the judgment day of the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. And I thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Let your word go forth with clarity, understanding that a fool could not err. Praise God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be your mouthpiece. I give you praise and I give you glory in your holy name. Amen. So we thank you this morning for this. We thank you for just allowing us, praise God, to come into your home and your place and in your state. But right now, praise God, I want to talk to you briefly and kind of give it to you plainly as can be, praise God, about the book of Revelation 9, 13 and 21. A world, not just a session of the world, but a world of war is already taking place. And what this is saying to us in the book of Revelation 9, 13 to 1, it is said that this is a disturbing passage in the Bible, in verses 1 through 12 of Revelation. And as we look at this, we're giving you some information and describing this in a description of a swarm of demons. These demons came to the earth to torment all those who refused to bow to God. They tormented men for 5 long months and brought terrible suffering to the unsaved. The only grace in these verses is the fact that those who know the Lord, Yahuwah, as their Savior, will be spared from these attacks. It is also a blessing to know, praise God, that those who saved that today will miss that terrible time because they are safe. Your only safe right now, people, is in the Lord, in Yahuwah. That's your only place of safety. That's the only place at home in heaven with the Lord. The Bible said there is a blessing to be present from absent from the body to be present with the Lord. You can only be saved from this destruction by knowing who the Lord is, Yahuwah himself, and being connected to him, and that he, praise God, will save you from these attacks, of these demonic demon attacks. Now, as we continue, praise God, to look at chapter 9, we can come to the sixth trumpet judgment. You see, God's judgment is coming. The sixth trumpet, there's going to be a horn blowing and the trumpet going to sound. The judgment, when that trumpet sound, a voice is heard to speak from between the horns of the golden altar. The mention of this altar reminds us of the golden calf that, you know, they built, but that's not it though. This is right here, the righteous one. Hallelujah. And it says it reminds us of the golden altar of incense that was in the tabernacle and the temple, the golden altar, which was there. Incense was burned as in what? An offering to what? To Yahuwah. It was a place of prayer, the place of intercession. It was a place of mercy where prayers could be offered to who? Adonai, the Lord. Yahuwah. In these verses, it's going to be a place of mercy, and it has become a place of judgment. When people reject the grace, the mercy, and the love of God, they are left without nothing but the wrath and the judgment. The judgment of the Lord is coming. This is why we're going to see in these verses as I go through this preaching, however you want to put it, I'm okay with it. But the word has been rejected, the grace. You are rejecting the grace. And they are not given, you're not given the judgment. When you come to God and remember him, and he becomes your Lord, and you become his people, he provides. He provides. So we're saying here, now let's just take a look at the part of Revelation 9. We're going to give you a picture of that world of war. The world of war. The first one in verses 14 and 15 in Revelation 9. It is a time of demonic attack. You see, people don't understand, but you're going to begin to start seeing things on the earth you've never seen before. You're going to be going to start to begin to see big giant demons. Listen to me carefully. This is nothing to try to make fear of you. I'm just giving you some facts and some truth. They're going to be coming up because guess what? The portals of hell is opening up. And the demons are coming out. You're going to be able to see demons walking right in your face. Yes. So this voice from the altar commands these release of four fallen angels that have been kept chained in the Euphrates River. Oh, my goodness. We do not know why these angels were chained or to begin with. But we do not know how long they have been chained either. But we know that when they are let go on the earth, on the world, terrible death, destruction follows with them. My God, hallelujah. We are not given much information about these angels, but there are a few truth mentions here that need to be addressed. These demons were let out of the portals of hell. They were in the river of Euphrates, chained. They were chained like animals. But as a place that is mentioned, we are told that they were bound in the rivers of Euphrates. The river is one of those most fluent things in the Word of God. It was here that God planted the Garden of Eden in Genesis 2 and 14. It was here that God made mankind. Euphrates River has been the scene of many of the first of humanity. This is the first sin that the first apocalypse, the first murder, the first rebellion against God of the Word all occurred at Euphrates. The ancient city, praise God, of Babylon sung. It is sung to life along the banks of the river Babylon. Was the birthplace of the false religion of demon worship and of adultery. Many of these false, praise God, are religions practiced in their own world today can trace their origin all the way back to Babylon. This area was the home of Nimrod. Genesis 10, 8 through what? Through 10, he was the father of many vile, ungodly worship practices. Nimrod. You see, Nimrod had a thing about him that he would take babies and stamp them to death and walk across them and crush them and cut the hearts out of the babies. He was a vile, vile, vicious demon, some of which still exist to this day. It is here where along the banks of the great river that all of the great cultures, religion, and politics system of the world came to life. The river was said to be the eastern border of the land promised to Abraham, Genesis 15:18. It is said also, it is the river that formed the dividing between the lines of the Middle East and the Far East. The attention of the world is focused on this area where today we have started a third world war in the Middle East. Demonic. It all began there. And we focus on the Middle East today. And this area will continue to be the focus of the world's attention until Yahuwah comes in his glory. You see, you understand something. We're fighting a war, but it's not our war. This war has nothing to do with that. This war all started from religion. Two brothers, Esau and Jacob. This is what the war started from, Esau and Jacob. A plan is mentioned that these angels have been kept bound until a specific period of time God is going to use them for his own purpose as he judges the earth. The word, we prepare for an hour, a day, and a month, and a year. Tell us that God has a plan. He has a plan. It may appear that things are springing into control, but the opposite is true. God is in control. Hallelujah. And he's working out his will according to highly detailed, specific, timeable time. He knows what is good he's doing, and he can be trusted to do the right thing. 1825, Genesis. And by the way, we know what he is doing in our life as well. It may not always seem like what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do. But if you are in God, God has a plan for your life. It is the best thing, and he will bring it to perfection. and it will pass in this time. We're in a world war. The world is in a war. But you have to understand there's a purpose for everything. The purpose is mentioned. The verses in the very graphic tells us that these demonic spirits are released for the sole purpose of destroying. Listen to me carefully. Family, listen. These demons will be sent to destroy one-third of the human race. One-third of mankind will die. These demons are being loose. You see everything going on. People killing unnecessarily. People selling bodies, getting body parts. All these things is in the flame. Consider Revelation 6 says that 25% of the earth population is killed there. Killed. Look at this thing. Police are just killing people. They don't care. They don't care. They just pull the gun, just shoot. Don't tell you why. Just shoot. They're killing. There's a killing spirit upon the earth. Revelation 8:11 said that many die from drinking poison water. If the pollution of the earth is about 6 billion, when the tribulation begins, it will have been cut in half by the time the sixth trumpet is blown. Judgment is carried out, and another one-third of humans is slaughtered. They're slaughtered. See, we think it's something, praise God, slaughter means to be cut up, to be destroyed, to be dismingled, whatever. You have to understand when you talk about people doing these body parts, baby, this is part of the plan. This is what they call slaughtering. The Bible said we were counted for the sheep for the slaughter all the day long. Image. In the space of a few years, 50% of out of our every two person living on this earth are dead and gone. In the United States, hallelujah, it would be the equivalent of 150 million people dead in a very short period of time. Yes, according to Revelation 9:5-6, death will take a 5-month holiday. But it will come back with a vengeance, and billions will die at the hand of these fallen angels, which are demons. My God, the demons has a reason to be here. They're being loosed. Hallelujah. People read this, and they look at this with doubt, but they make fun of the notion of fallen angels. Bound in a river, released on earth, bringing with them untold death and suffering. Men may deny the truth of these verses, but that does not diminish their reality. Angels have power, and fallen angels have power as well. Daniel found this out when he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered to his prayer. Was delayed 3 weeks by demonic activity, people, in Daniel 10, 12, and 13. Daniel prayed to God for 3 weeks. His prayer was hindered by demonic activity. We cannot see it because there is a struggle going on around us right now. It is. People don't believe. They don't believe this can happen. Oh, yes, it will, and it is. In Ephesians 6 and 12, the angels and the demons are at war all around us. One day, the reality of spiritual battle will be made real to humanity. Four demons will be released on this earth, and one-third of the remaining human population will die. The demons are coming. The portals of hell is already open. A time of demonic activity. A time of destructive activity. These four demons will release with them missions of killing one-third of humanity. They will use their power to energize a vast human army. And they will use this demonic-inspired force to accomplish their mission. But let's talk about this army, though. The size of this army. We are told that the army will number 200,000 and thousands. A little math revealed that we are talking about an army of 200,000 men. We're talking about an army of emerging you know, proportion. Sometimes someone has calculated that this army, that large, could line up and form 1 mile wide and 87 miles long. For a few generations ago, an army of that size was almost incomprehensible. Today, it is not. It's just a possibility. You got to understand, praise God, that we're in a war. The world, I'm not talking about two worlds, three worlds, four worlds. The world is in a war. The world is in a war. The Communist Chinese had the ability since 1964 to raise a fighting force over 200,000 men. In the year of 2000, Chinese had 980,000 available men between the ages, what's this here now, 15 to 49. We don't have that. Of that number, some 199,178,361 men were fit for the military service. Each year, another 10,000 men reached the fighting age in China. The symbolic of this army. Praise God, as we read this description of the vast army, one of the questions that arises whether this army is human or is it demon. I believe that they are looking for a human army that is demonically controlled and energized. They are men, but they are men who march under the banner of hell. I mean, they'll do anything. They are human, but they are human under the control of a direction and a director of Satan and his demons. Sometimes that strikes me is the English language to describe these soldiers. It is the language of the symbolic, and it is the first of all languages that is deceptive of hell. This is a war sent from hell. These men coming about, these angels are sent from hell. These men have breastplates of fire, jagged brimstone, sulfur. These are the colors red, blue, and yellow. These are the colors of fire. These are the colors of associated with the torment of hell itself. Their horses breathe fire, smoke, and brimstone. Again, these bring to mind image of hell and its torment. There will be a place of smoke, of fire, and brimstone. These soldiers come with the colors of hell, and smell of hell, the weapons of hell, and the enemy of hell, the energy of hell. Excuse me. Here's a picture of an army controlled by hell. People, this thing is getting ready to get some serious. It's getting ready to be real serious. People always want to know what the Christian believe about hell. Do we believe that hell is real or just a symptom? I always tell people that they have better hope it is. That it is real. A symbol is always a weak symptom to describe something that is very real. If the language in the Bible regarding hell is a symbolic, then hell is far worse than anything we have ever heard or read. It is no joke. It is no plaything. It is real. The Word of God says that the faces like lions. This may indicate, praise God, that the horses or whatever vehicles they ride are fierce looking. It's nothing good to look upon. Men are killed by the smoke, the fire, and the brimstone that issues from the mouth of that beast. Could this be a description of the tanks, the rockets, the machine guns? Yes. These beasts have said they have power in their heads, warheads, and in their tails to kill and to damage. This brings to mind the helicopters, the missiles, the warheads. The image that a man from the 1800s took out of this time period and place and out there. Now, the image that that man being taken back to the time period, now image, this now image is trying to describe what we saw in our day to the people in this day, using the vocabulary he possessed. We're talking about war. We're talking about lives being destroyed. It would be foolish, praise God, to be dogmatic and say that these other verses can only describe the modern army and its equipment. We must, however, consider the possibility, regardless of how you interpret this. One thing is clear, hallelujah. It will be a terrible time of destruction, death, and demonic activity. I praise the Lord for the fact that, praise God, that I will not be here when these events come to pass. God has a way of us letting you escape from the things that will destroy the time of demonic activity, the time of destructive activity, the time of deprived activity. We're also told, praise God, here very clearly that these demons unleash a vast of army upon the earth. One third of the people left on the earth will be killed. You would think that death and destruction on that scale will cause mankind to look within the heart, acknowledging his sins, and turn and repent to God. To God, to what? Yahuwah. No. Man is still going about doing the same thing and double it up. They're doing a double cluck. Double it up. Those who survive, the canon continues owning his sin, refusing to repent. These verses appear, x-ray of the condition of the human heart. We can no longer find good in man if we would. But man is totally deprived. He is a hopeless sinner and apart from the anointing work of the Lord Christ himself. This is not good in man's eyes at all. Romans says in 3:10, he said it in 3:10. Every man carries within his heart the seed of evil, and he or she is capable of committing any sin that can be imagined. The Bible says there is no good thing that dwells in the heart of man. Man is deprived in worship. They worship whatever. They know not what they worship. Given all the chaos during the tribulation, one might think that it would be a time empty of religion activity. No, even now, churches know is not a place where you go and seek the Lord now. It's go where you want to go and be entertained. You go and you be entertained, not knowing all these things God has already set in motion to take place. And we up in the church dancing and acting silly and taking things unseriously, and your life is at stake. Given all the sins and the chaos during the tribulation, one might think that it would be time for to work for inter-religion activity. Oh, we don't think about this thing is coming. We think everything is all well, but destruction is headed our way. Man is a religious creature. Regardless of where you go in the world, you will find people engaging in worship. Whether it's the right worship or the wrong worship, they're engaging. And for the darkest jungle of the African and South Africa, or to the highest mountain in Asia, to the greatest city of Europe, to America, we will find people engaging in worship every culture, whether it's primitive or advanced, or have some involvement with worship. Even the Antichrist worships us, the mere direction of worship towards himself. We are in a time right now, people. We're in a world war. The only thing you can do to save yourself is to get what? In God. Get in him. Religious is a tribulation period. We will be marked by worship of demons. You got to understand these demons are already set to be loose on the face of the earth. There is an increase in our day in the increase in the cultural movement, music, people, sexual activity, the devil, demons, and Satan. Witchcraft is becoming more popular than ever. Practicing witchcraft, increasing and astounding the rate of religion, dabbling, enlightenment in what? In witchcraft. Man would also give his worship to God on his own creation. He would worship idols of gold, silver, brass, and stone, or wood, whichever can they can see or not hear, not walk. Bible says, you know what? He turned man over to a reprobated mind, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. No, They glorify him not as God. Man is deprived in his work. It seems that there will be a significant increase in wickedness in this day. John used four words to describe the moral condition of the sinners living during the tribulation. Murderers. Murderers who can murder then walk away free. Sorcerers. Fornication. Sex. Yes, those are the four things. Fornication is translated from the Greek word pornea. It gives us our modern word pornographic. It is a word that was used in the day to refer to every kind of illegal sex sin. America is ruled by sex and drugs, sexual revelation. It takes over the heart of man. Yes, we not knowing that the devil has deceived us all. He has deceived us from the very beginning, and he will deceive us to the end. Our society is saturated by sex. Man has taken a beautiful gift from God and perverted it. And I'm going to say this again, and I will close. I know that I'm old fashioned. I know people don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell it. But I am biblical. God designed sex to be exercised within the form of the framework of the marriage relationship. Any sexual expression that takes place outside of marriage relationship involving one man and a woman is sin, and it will be judged by God. Love it, like it, or leave it. Sexual perversion will increase as we move into the last days. Other parts of the world are confirmed with even more perversion than we are seeing. It will increase as the days go by. Theft, the personal right and the property of others will have no meaning at all. We are all seeing this trend in our society as a segment of our population believes that it is their right to take what they want when they want it from anyone they want. This attitude becomes increasingly evident in the last days. We will reach terrible proportions during this tribulation. As food and water and medicine and clothes and shelter become increasingly scarce, men will take what they want. Amen. When food short is coming, it's coming, people. And many of us is not ready. Some of us, we all got cell phones, but we don't have no emergency food stored up, though. We got, everybody got a cell phone. Even the ones riding bicycles, the homeless got a cell phone. And they land out on the concrete sleeping, but they got a cell phone. But what about the emergency food that you need for your family? You don't have that put away because you don't think about that. That's not important. You don't think it's going to happen. But my friend, listen to me carefully. Oh, it will, and it will be soon. No food. No food, not even in the stores. The food shortage is coming. And you don't have that stored. You have no food store for your kids, your children. What are you going to do when your children cry for bread and there's no Walmart? There's no Publix. There's no family stores. No mom and pop store. What you going to do? The Bible paints a bleak picture of the events of the tribulation period. There will be death and violence on an unprecedented level throughout the world. Yet, in the midst of all of this, men will continue to harden their hearts to the gospel of Yahuwah and will continue their headlong plunge into the fires of hell. This is why we should do everything in our power to reach them with the gospel. No sacrifice is too great, no distance, no expense too steep. As I close this message, let me leave you with this invitation. First, if you have never been saved, this could be your future. Come to Yahuwah and be saved. Then you can miss the tribulation and make heaven your home. Second, if you are saved, but you haven't been living it like you should, this is the day to get things settled between you and the Lord. Third, if you would like to do more and be used more to reach men for men, he's looking for laborers for his harvest. He says the laborers take The harvest is great, but the labors are few. You can come to Jesus. Come to Yahuwah right now, and he can bring you out your present situation. The world is in war, and you are in the world. So it does not, you cannot escape. The Lord is saying to you today, the day you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. For it is the day salvation. The Lord is saying, come to me. You do it on your terms. It's a personal relationship. Come to the Lord. Realize you're a sinner. And you need a Savior in your life. Everlasting, magnificent Savior in your life. You be blessed. It is a time for you to rethink your life. Sit down and look back over your life and see. See where you are headed. There you can be stopped now. Don't let it be said, too late, too late. Still be the Christ. You be blessed. You be blessed. You do the next time. You be blessed.